Ask who's doing the intro. I guess it's me. Welcome back to Robin the Regulator. It's been so long that I forgot how to introduce myself. I'm Rob. The Regulator's laughing away in the background. There he is. Hello, Alex.
Hello. Hello, Rob. I was just saying to Rob before we started that I was a bit jealous of I was a bit jealous of hearing you on Popcorn.
Yes.
Even though it was something I didn't really... I thought it was, musical. I thought it was musicals.
No.
So that was all going to be Guys and Dolls and...
Yes, no, I wouldn't have been involved with that.
West Side Story.
No. It was good. Tareth really, he knows how to talk about that stuff.
He does. And you still gave Michael some shit about his choices and stuff.
Oh, so my goodness. Yes, we did. We deserved it.
He fell into the Sid role of the abuser quite...
The abusee.
Abusee, yes.
Yeah, he did that well. Yeah, I thought so. We were obliged to, really, to abuse him. But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I love him. We love him. Shout out to Michael, Woods Watchmaking. Woody Woodmaker. What did he say?
the Woodmakers. Yeah, the Woody Woodmakers, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So what have you been up to? You've been doing other podcasts? You've been unfaithful? You've been off doing, I don't know.
I've just been editing that one we did on Saturday before.
Did we do one? Who was it?
The Gang Talks one.
Oh, right, yes.
I'm just at the point where I have to bleep out. I'm going to keep on talking about bad-mouthing brands. And I'm having to bleep out, but I've got it now in a shortcut key. So I can just go bleep, 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 bleep. It's great.
Right. Good. Okay. That's good.
So hopefully we don't have to bleep out too much.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what we talked about.
I don't want to talk about that game, so I don't want to bleep out.
No, but was I coherent?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, because I remember I was going to...
Yeah.
It was just what? I remember I put my name down for the European gang, but I wasn't allowed. I was banned.
You're not allowed.
And taken off, even though I have a European passport. Well, not actually a European passport technically, but you know. Anyway, I was gonna get up early, stay up late, whatever. Yeah, but I could pretend I am. It doesn't matter. My heart's in Europe sometimes. Not right now. Anyway.
We're having the European ones and the Australian ones. Hopefully American ones at some point, so it doesn't have all the lag between them. That's the idea. So it would ruin all that if you were there then. And
I'm used to ruining things. It's all right.
Yeah, true.
Mm. Yeah. So, am I supposed to be... it's really just what you're drinking. How's your day been? Today, I gave a watchmaker talk this morning. It's 7 o'clock. Not 7 o'clock, actually. By the time I got into it, it was probably 7:30. I was at a Rotary meeting this morning doing my bit to educate people about watchmaking.
A Rotary meeting?
Yeah.
Was that an online thing?
No. What do you mean? We don't do online things
person,
out here. Yeah, of course.
At 7 in the morning?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know.
Okay.
We wouldn't know. I know. It's amazing. It's these guys do it every week. I mean, they meet up, you have breakfast and stuff, and then someone, the guest, gives a talk, and, you know, I gave a little talk, got a certificate, got a bottle of wine. That was the main thing. I was happy. But basically, we're just, you know, telling them what I'd done and what I was doing and what's the difference between a good watch and just a watch, basically.
What was the certificate you got?
A certificate of appreciation. Yeah. For me.
Have you got it up on your wall?
Well, yeah, it's here on my desk. I threw it on my desk. Shout out to the Western Endeavour Rotary Club of Perth. Yeah, they thanked me for my presentation, that's all. It was very good.
Did you mention the podcast?
I did. Of course I did.
You did?
I always mention the podcast. Oh. But given the demographic of the audience, I don't know if they're podcast listeners. I bought the average write down. It was there's a few young guys there, but it's mostly retirees, basically. I don't know why they're getting up at 7 in the morning once they're retired, but anyway.
That's what they do. They get up at 4 a.m. and they're in bed by like 7:30.
I guess. No, it was good. It was good fun. I met a few good guys. I met a lot of good guys, a lot of nice people.
Did anyone have a watch on?
One guy. No. Yes, the guy I was sitting next to, the president, of course, he had a really nice no-date sub from about 20 years ago.
Ah.
Really nice watch. Yeah.
What's the reference on that?
Michael, where's Michael? Sorry. don't know, but he... Yeah,
5-5 something.
Possibly. He's actually an ex-sub commander.
Oh, Jesus. Wow, okay. That's
and when impressive. when he got through the school, the submarine, I don't know what it was actually, school in the Netherlands, of which there are very few Australians who managed to get through. There's a big failure rate, apparently. Well, that's his story anyway. There would be, wouldn't there? He got...
That's what everyone always says.
Yes, though. Of course.
No one ever passed this test. I was the first person, first Australian. Yeah.
In 100 years. And he bought himself a sub, which I thought was nice. So he'll never sell it. I said, well, if you ever want to sell it, nah, he didn't. No. So, and actually, funnily enough, we know a few mutual people. He's actually a dad at my kid's school. So I'd actually met him before. I'd just forgotten, which is what I do. So that would be a good chat.
That'd be a good sub to sell.
Oh, yeah. Well, because
submarine commander.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I'm trying to work on the angles how I can get that off him.
Yeah. Just get him to buy some other watches.
Yeah, well, yeah, no. Yeah, anyway, that was my day. That was my morning. Missed, skipped breakfast, got up early, took off. It was almost dark still. It wasn't dark, but it was quite early for me. But then I realized, I've done that a few times. I had a few early morning meetings recently, and I realized I need to start doing it more because you get so much more done. Getting up early, getting in the day, you know.
God, I hate those people.
Yeah, well, I do too.
You've missed the best part of the day, Alex, staying in bed till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's always those people.
The stacks on mother. I know.
Yeah. I hiked up this mountain and I did this. And what have you achieved today? I'm like, I don't know. I'm over.
Well, you got kids. Then you got a big example for your kids. It's even worse. You feel even worse when you're sleeping, which it still happens, but you just feel worse. That's all. They're off to school and doing stuff. Not getting up early, going out. Anyway. Okay. 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes. Should we move on to a wrist check?
Well, yes. I was just actually when I was editing the last podcast, the one where Anthony came out all guns blazing at the beginning, and beforehand we said we're going to do a half. What did you say? Or somebody said, let's not do drink checks for half an hour or something, or make the drink checks last for half an hour.
Yeah. I did remember that.
And then we just blasted through it because Anthony
had so much
high energy.
He did.
And he was asleep half an hour later. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I thought I was going to be low energy today, actually, but it didn't. It turned out all right. I went and had lunch. I don't have lunch normally during the week. I don't have lunch, yeah.
Where did you go for lunch?
About a little ways away, 20 metres across the kitchen. Then we had lunch on the back of the veranda.
Oh, lovely.
Some really nice fresh bread that we bought up at York on the weekend. The Saturday, that was our little excursion. It was about an hour and a half away, a place called York out in the bush. There's a French guy out there who makes bread and olive oil, all things. So we bought some olive oil and he's another friend of a friend. And so I had that nice, really nice fresh French bread, bit of cheese I bought from a cheese shop from Gonté Cheese in France. And that was it. Oh, and a couple of glasses of red wine,
basically. Do you know everybody in Perth?
Nearly. Yeah, it's only a small town.
Is it like 6 degrees of separation? Like, you know, like a person who knows.
It's only two. Person. Only 2 degrees of separation here.
Okay.
Everyone knows someone who knows whoever you're talking to, basically. It's funny. It is a small town, which is good. I don't mind it. It reminds me of being in the bush. So let me just wait 9 minutes, 30 seconds. What are you wearing?
I am wearing my Calibrica indicator, which as I'm looking at it just now, and the sun's going down, it's just catching a little bit of the blue on the hands. It's so gorgeous. I've not really been wearing it much during the week. I tend to wear it at the weekends, but since Benoit got his indicator with his special case back, how does it feel that somebody got a watch with a case back on it that says Rob Fest.
I was looking at it thinking, you Wally. It would have had value if you hadn't put that on it. and Wacka changed Wacka. Yeah, it's quite. I looked at it in detail when he posted it. I thought that's pretty cool, but I still wouldn't have. But yeah, it's quite cool. I don't know how he does it, the Calibrica guy. I mean, obviously it's there's some itching or something rather, or something grow. What reverse engraving? How does that work? How does that work? That relief engraving.
Oh, it's just a laser from the from the images that he sent through. But it must be either an incredibly powerful laser or they must go over it again and again and again.
It's a Russian laser. It's a leftover from the Cold War.
That's what I was going to say, actually. Yeah.
Blasting bits of steel out. You've got to leave it in the middle of the room and go out and hide behind the door. It's pretty cool.
Lead-lined room. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool design. I was impressed. Now I'm trying to think up what I would have had, what I could do if I did one. Yeah.
Does it not make you feel incredibly special and loved and
special? Yes, yes, yes. I feel special and loved.
It doesn't say Alex on it. It doesn't say El Presidente here, and it says Rob Fest.
Well, that was your idea, though. So it's kind of you. You know, you get the glory.
Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah, it's funny. It's just kind of weird, but funny.
It's weird when I'm showing it to people and they're like,
"What's Rob Fest?"
First of all, why are you showing me this? And secondly, what the hell is it you're showing me? And
I'm like, what is all this stuff?
There's Rob Fest on it. And why has it got, what is it, white Margie Changi or something?
That's
on
right.
The,
yes. And why is there so a chook in the first place? Why is there a chicken roddy?
Yeah,
is that a little
too much? Yeah.
It's quite a bit. It is quite a bit to take in.
So yeah, I'm wearing my indicator.
You're wearing your indicator.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
What about you, Rob? What were you wearing?
I went for the boring today. And to be honest, I think it's about the third watch I've had on. I changed watches this morning before to go to that thing and then take that off. And then I have my old Roma La Grande, which I've worn for a while. It's the old manual wine.
What was it? Was that like the second episode, I think, you wore?
I can look it up. Hang on, I'll go down. I used to have a little list, but I've stopped doing it now.
And what watch did you have at the rotary thing? Did you wear your AP?
No, I had a Squale. So I want to show one.
The one with a funky case?
No, not that one. Oh. That would have been too young for most of those guys. No, the old the sub. This is a hot. Just a what do you call it? Yes, copy sub type thing. Little sub, the blue dial. I don't know why I put that on, actually. Some of these events I go to and you sort of pick and choose, and I wasn't sure, so it was here and I grabbed it. Basically, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 watches within reach that I could have grabbed. And for some reason, that went on. I hadn't worn it for a while. It was in my watch drawer, my orphan watch drawer. I have an orphan watch drawer and then a normal watch drawer. And the orphan watches are just without straps, because then I have a strap drawer just above, because I can get all my straps, all my demo straps. So basically, all these watches just banging around in this drawer with no straps on. And I just put them on the last second. But the one I have on, this Roma at the moment, I'm not sure if you've seen photos, it's a prototype kangaroo skin NATO or Zulu. It's a blue kangaroo skin strap. Very, very thin leather, very strong. And I'm still thinking about getting some, commercializing them. I will get some. A friend of mine makes them. In Melbourne, in Big Victoria, Geelong. I think Michael might
know.
That'd
be cool for you to have an Australian.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Strap. It's just something a bit different. It's not Halloween. I've really been focused on the Halloween stuff, and I don't want to go off that track. But to get the Aussie thing plus a blue, it's a really nice blue. It's actually airbrushed blue. So it's a faded blue strap. I've got a few different variations, different versions. And they're nice. It is a cool thing. It's an Aussie thing. I always want a blue strap, but I'm not going to have a Halloween blue, so I have this one.
Is that on your Instagram?
Possibly, I don't know.
Hopeless, absolutely hopeless.
No. Well, it would be, but I'm not sure. It's a long time ago, I think. It's a while ago. You would find it. If you want to look at it right now, I'll look for it if you're on.
Terrible at looking. I know what it's like when I look at, I'm trying to get you to look at Instagram stuff, and I'm like, it's the third row down, and then... Next thing, you're 72 rows down. You're like, that's it.
Well, for the moment. Here. Well, I'm about 72 rows down. Oh, there it is. If you go down, it's on the right-hand side, right down, about a fair way, next to a coffee cup, next to a blue coffee cup, basically. It's not that one. but that's by the same guy and looks very similar. It's the NATO version of that one.
Jesus.
Anyway. Yeah. So it's cool. If you, oh, there, and then a bit further down. one.
I haven't even found this bit
one,
yet.
Two, three. Don't worry. Just get out. Just wait, yeah. Wait. Swipe it once, twice, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12 full screens, basically, I'd say. Something like that.
I'm on my laptop, so.
Oh, okay.
And it's near a coffee cup.
It's near a blue coffee cup, yeah. You'll find a few photos in your blue coffee cup. That's the coffee cups for a place called Vans, where I go to often to have breakfast with a friend. Shout out to Dirk, who we're going to get on the Dirk. Show. Yeah.
Yeah.
The
long-lost episode of the Regulator, with which almost killed me through editing.
When we get him back on again, you'll be editing more because he's a lawyer and he'll have to bleep everything out. Every time he mentions a name or a brand or anything else, he just bleeps. So it's going to be a bleep show, basically. Yeah, and there's a photo I have on my Instagram, I think, of four of these different straps in a row with one two-door Pelagos on one of them, on a sort of a light blue Geneva blue colour.
I found the...
the coffee cup?
Prototype kangaroo leather watch strap. On the Romer.
Okay. So further down.
It's very blue.
Yeah, well, looks the same, but it's, you know, that one's a two-piece one on that Romer in that picture. But further down, a few further down, not far, you'll come to...
a picture of us, Rob.
Is there?
Jeez, when you came to...
Oh, don't make me cry. Oh, yeah, there is too. Yeah, well, further down than that. Yeah. Yes, that was in, hang on, what was that, 29th of February 2020. One, two, then there's a picture of Roman's watch, Roman's anodyne, I think it is. One, two, then my bacon and eggs on arrival in Melbourne. And then there's a Lundy Blue, and then there's a few other things.
And I see it on your Tudor.
Yes.
Prototype handmade kangaroo hide, NATO and Zulu style. They look really cool, actually.
They do look cool, don't they? There's just one issue with those ones. They're a bit creased. They got we figured out how to sand them differently, ship them so they don't have that. Because kangaroo is very, very thin leather, but very strong. And also waterproof, it's most leathers are waterproof.
It's actually waterproof.
No, but it's if you get boots and stuff, they are quite water resistant. They're much more water resistant than a normal leather, apparently. Anyway, so I'm wearing the one on the left hand side. I think on that. I've got a photo on my Roma right now.
Yes. Okay, that's cool.
They do look cool. They are cool. They're nice straps. I have to get my the guy's got to get back post-COVID and start making them again. So that's what I'm wearing. And what are you drinking? Pint of red.
How do you know? Pint of red. It's my second pint. I'm drinking Barnsworth. I feel like you're never impressed by my reds. Or anything, actually. You're never impressed, but that's a more accurate statement. Never a more accurate statement has ever made. Rob isn't impressed by anything.
Well, I am. I am Barnsworth, impressed.
South Australian Shiraz. I know, I remember doing an episode with you and Michael. And I was like, I'm drinking a pint of this. And then Michael said, oh, I've got this. And you're like, oh, yeah, tell me more. But I was like, I said, why don't you care about mine? You're like, because you just drink shit.
There is some truth in that, probably. Barnsworth, don't know it, but if in South Australia, it's probably not too bad, I guess. I suppose a Shiraz, yeah, always good. The thing I did with popcorn on the popcorn, on the popcorn. I had a massive jar and I've lost it. My glass, I think it must have gone back into a cupboard inside, because my standard large drinking glass pint was in the dishwasher. So I had this, I found a big preserving jar, like an olive jar, one of those massive big ones. It was over a litre. And I had that full of White Russian.
Dark and Stormy. No,
was it? No, was it Dark and Stormy? I forget.
Oh, I can't remember. Yeah.
Or maybe it was. Anyway, I've got another Dark and Stormy next to me right now. I haven't got a Wacka Changi, unfortunately, Wacka Changli. But this is not quite a pint, but it's quite a big glass of a goldfish bowl, as Roman would say. Small goldfish bowl. But I've got to go and get my proper glass next time, because you'd be impressed. It's well over a pint. It's almost 2 pints, basically. Anyway.
I don't think we should have some arms race over...
No, it's probably not a great idea.
It's probably not a good... Yeah, I think I'm quite happy just sipping away in my pints of red wine, so...
Well, I've had it. Mine's tiny compared to that. It's definitely not a pint, what I have, but it's good. It's very hot. Is it warm there? Hot there? It's quite hot here.
It's been quite nice today, actually.
Quite nice, as Michael would say.
Quite nice. Although I've been on my lunch breaks, I go down. There's an oval near work, and it's kind of far enough. It's close enough to work that I can get there in kind of 10 minutes walk.
Take your shirt off.
Get my white skin out. But it's not. But it's far enough away that I can imagine that I'm someplace else.
A million miles away.
I went down today, and there was some bloody American football bastards there.
Oh no!
Who were just punting the ball up and down the oval in their full gear with their shoulder pads and their crash helmet on, and recording themselves.
Wow!
Shout out to the American football guys if you're listening. But I like to sit up in the kind of shade of a tree up one end of the oval, but I was in their kind of firing line, so I couldn't even relax at all today because I kept on thinking. I thought definitely me, I'm going to get an American football right into the temple or something at some point, but it fucked up my entire.
Oh no! That's the very inconsiderate of them. But you could have pretended you're in America at least, I suppose, or something.
Maybe not.
Okay. Okay.
Why did I bring that up?
Don't know, but lunch. don't know. Hot weather. We were talking about hot weather.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Yeah. I was trying to enjoy the sun today, but ruined by the American football people. Yep.
Maybe we should put a sign up next time: no American football in this oval, or something like that. I'm sure you're good to get away with it. Anyway, what are we talking about today? What are we talking about today? I don't know, Rob.
What do you want to talk about?
Why? I don't look. I. To be honest, I think my following of the watch related news is a bit spasmodic. Is that a word? And we had a little list of topics, didn't we? I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Off the top of your head. Okay, let me. I'm at the top of my head. What? There was. You remember last time?
It's always going to be like this, isn't it?
Yeah, basically
laughing about.
A few weeks ago, I remember a few weeks ago you did send an email with talking points, but you misspelled it and it was talking points, and I thought beauty.
No, I didn't misspell it.
Okay. Well, okay. Was it an intentional misspelling?
Yeah.
And it really got me going. I thought, I can talk pints all day.
You just don't want to talk watches.
I don't know what watches. Do we have to? We can if you have to, I suppose.
Yeah.
There's been nothing that's impressed. Well, nothing to impress me. There's a bit of banter about that. The Blancpain 50 fathoms, no rad. What did you think of that?
Yes.
Yeah. Some of the guys in the group didn't like it. Some did. You didn't like it.
No, I didn't like it.
I wasn't overly wrapped with it.
I don't like being negative. Well, I take that back. I really love being negative all the time, but I feel like it could impact our already dwindling. I was thinking about listening figures, but what do you think about it? You give me your thoughts first.
Look, it doesn't. I'm seriously neither way. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I mean, it's just another. It was another. I don't mind the idea, but have to have a bit of colour on the dial. Why not? It's a bit of a poke. I mean, you know, it's a bit of fun, really. And for Blancpain, it doesn't really go with. For me, it doesn't go with their psyche. And since it's a limited edition and sort of a new one of an old one of a new one that they did already. It does not like the real old one. It's kind of, I mean, I love Blancpain bezels, and a few different things. I like it that it's smallish, isn't it? I think it's pretty small, or 40 is mil it? Or something like that. I mean, not bigger than 40 mil, 40 point something. And, I'm not a big fan of that 14er stuff, but that's a cool color, the way that what they've done.
Yeah.
That one in particular. I love the bezels. I love the sapphire bezels, but you know it's not really heritage, really. So it's expensive for you know if you want a fun watch, cool watch, but no, not a. I wouldn't rush out and buy one, that's for sure. I'd have one if you gave it to me, possibly. So just keep that in mind. Either way, it just leaves me sort of cold. It's okay. Just okay.
Do you know what I like about it?
What do you like about it?
I'll start with the positives first.
Give me the positives.
The rotor.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is they made it look like the rotor on the old shitter movements that used to be in the original 50 Fathoms, which were like an old washing machine.
Mm-hmm. The cartouche.
Motor.
But the reason they did that, and the reason I read somewhere on a website, was just ridiculous. So there's nothing. It was totally irrelevant and wasn't even. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, it looks cool. But apparently there's a so-called reason for it. That they used to
be. It was so cold. Yeah, because that's the same. That was the same. I remember seeing a original one of these.
Yeah.
The movement. Yeah. And the movement was just, terrible. Yeah, but the rotor looked the same. It wasn't made of 18 karat white gold or whatever this one is. But it was the same look of the. And you do see those rotors on some kind of shitty skin.
You do. You do. But it wasn't because of the what did they call it? Was it the other one was too flexing or something or other? There was some reason, some technical reason they sort of tried to give.
Oh, even the weight or something.
Yeah, something like that. No, yeah, probably. The crown sucks.
Increase the suppleness of the oscillating weight in order to safeguard the movement in the event of impacts.
Yeah, that's what it says. They could cut any little forms in it. Yeah, it's marketing waffle.
Say anything.
Yeah, basically. I've closed them.
What do you say? You like the crown?
I hate the crown.
Yeah, I hate the crown and the lugs.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it's kind of not really a dive. It's not a tool watch lugs. They're not tool watch lugs to my mind. But, you know, whatever. Some people might like them, I suppose. Whatever. That's cool. Not overall. Not a fan. Not a big fan.
I like that Roman said the no rads sign looked like a crying crow. Crying clown
or something. Yes, I did. Yeah, yeah. Which, and someone said a pumpkin as well.
Yeah.
I guess from a distance. I mean, it's trying to be something. It's kind of not. I don't know. Yeah, nah.
You know, Michael's always talking about, we're still going to be doing the podcast in the year 2050 or whatever.
Mm.
Do you think it's going to be 2050 and we're still just covering, or like, here's the reissue of the week. The reissue of the week is, do you think it's going to be like that?
Probably, yeah. Well, they're going to keep doing it, aren't they? And we need to find something else to talk about. Reissue of a different beer or something. Maybe we should, I don't know.
Spin off into a different topic that isn't watch related. How much is it? $14,000.
That's American. It's $18,600. Well, I worked out. Which for me is a little bit much.
Didn't they have a no rads one last year?
Possibly. Well, possibly. It was a while ago, the last limited edition one they did. But I don't know. Might have had another one last year. Wouldn't surprise me. But that was a big one, I think, wasn't it? Like a big sucker.
I think it wasn't the Bathyscaffe, was it? Or was it just a bigger size? I don't know.
I think it was more like this one, but it's a bit of a bigger size. I don't know. I forget. I saw it. I forgot about it, and I've still forgotten about it.
Good. Well, let's forget about this one.
Yeah.
Next. Move on to the next thing.
We're good at this.
I still don't know why. It's like when we're talking the Gang Talks one, and we're talking about the IWC thing. I don't know why they put pictures of the original ones next to it.
Honestly, yeah, it really to make it look worse.
Yeah, it doesn't help them.
Mm. Doesn't help their cause
at all. It just shows the differences in a bad way.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep. Yes. What's next? Come on, give me something else to talk about.
We can talk about whatever you like. I just want to leave the Breggy one to last.
The Rennes de Naples. Oops. Yeah. Wasn't supposed to say that.
No, you're not. You said too much.
Bleep it out. You got the bleeping. One touch. You got one touch bleeping.
what's the watch that excites you the most out of the band of dull watches that are sent through to you?
The Indian one. The little Indian one.
Let's do that one then.
Yeah, where is that? Bangalore Watch Company.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. there's
tell me about it, Rob. Tell the listeners about the Bangalore Watch Company watch.
The watch company watch, just that particular watch. They've done a whole little bunch of watches, but they got a cricket watch for cricket fans, of which I'm not really numbered amongst them. But I don't want to be. But it's just all
not really numbered amongst them.
Well, I've been to the odd cricket game, and I don't mind watching fast cricket, but not test matches and stuff like that.
The one day thing you like,
not
Month.
Yeah, exactly. Thing. Yeah. And this that particular one we're talking about the new cricket one, which has got some, as in cricket the game, not cricket little insects or cricket the watches, and. I reckon good on them. I mean, they're doing a few little, cool different models, different stuff. And cricket is massive, obviously, in India. That's probably an understatement. Massive market, which they will sell anyway. So the cover drive. I like the color. There's a few quirky little things with the design, the overs counter on the bezel, and it's got silly little like everything else. It's cheap. It's cheap as chips, isn't it? I don't know how much is it. I think it's cheap.
Well, the first one I was looking at the price. The first thing I saw said 56,000 something. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ! But then that's
that's
Indian rupees or something. And I was like, oh, okay, so it's, right. 760 US.
Well, there you go.
I think it's kind of cool.
It's quirky.
I don't know. At first, I was thinking, a watch for cricket.
Then I know.
If it can have the reverso for polo, and this actually has the bezel can be used as part of the game as an overs counter.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what an over is, but it sounds exciting. I like the at the 12 o'clock.
I love the 12 o'clock.
Like three wickets.
Yeah, that's three stumps.
Is it stumps?
Okay, three stumps on a wicket. A wicket is the whole thing. The whole what you're bowling on. I think I don't know. I didn't play cricket enough. That's three stumps. Yeah, and they're a wicket as well. Yeah, the whole thing's. I think the whole three of them together is a wicket. Maybe I don't know.
That's a wicket.
All the cricket guys that come together and bag us out. Yes.
Is a wicket.
yes. That's one sense of the term wicket anyway, yes.
Yeah. Yep. And then there's like a ball over the wicket.
I haven't really looked at properly.
It's just a round circle. It's only circle on the
Yeah, it's a circle, but it's got like two little lines going through it, which is like a six stitcher ball. It's not just a circle. Yes.
And it's a sandwich style.
That's good. With the four and the six. Yeah. Cut out.
Yeah, why? What's the?
Well, if you hit it to the border, to the boundary of the pitch of the play of the oval, without it going over, it's a four. If it touches the border, so it gets past the fielders, it's a four. And if it goes if it goes over that on the full, it's a six. So you get six runs automatically. That's like that's
so
the best six. You can do is get a six, basically.
Okay. What about if you just knock all the wickets down?
No, that's if you're bowling. If you're bowling, you knock all the wickets down, the guy's out.
Well, how many points do you get for that?
You get him out. And he doesn't get any points.
No points.
The idea is to get the points if you hit the ball with the bat.
So you don't get any points just for knocking the guy's wickets down.
You get him out. That's the main thing.
Okay.
That's the bowler's aim is to get him out, and the batsman's aim is to get a six.
Okay, so you only score when you're batting.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And how does the bezel work?
We just count the overs because normally there's 50 overs in it. I don't know. It's 50 over games. I don't even know per side. It's probably it's limited overs. I don't know if that's one day. I obviously don't know it enough to know whether that's for tests or one day. It's 50 overs is quite a standard length of time for basically a team to be in, to be batting or bowling. So that's what that is. And a cover drive is when you drive it back over the batsman's head, as far as I think. I'm not sure. I've been in Europe too long. We didn't play cricket over there. No idea. More ice hockey or soccer.
So you just rotate the bezel, and so I'm guessing it's the where the ball is, that's the kind of counting thing? It's not like a dive watch where you're rotating the thing to where the minute hand is. And then you're like, oh, I'm between 4 and 6 here. I've got 5 overs, but the wickets are still there.
It's just to count the overs because you can lose track of them. Well, it'll be on the scoreboard, so I don't know why you want it on your watch. But you know, it's different. It's something different. Good and nice. I like the knurled crown. They don't have those much on modern watches because it's just too easy. You see, it's too easy for people.
But that's related to is that got a cricket connection?
Nah, not that I know of. Don't know.
Possibly. Isn't the ball knurled?
No. Oh. What do you mean the ball knurled? The ball's made out of leather, not metal.
Is it the bat? Is the bat knurled? Something must be knurled.
I've never seen a bat that's knurled. I don't think I've seen nothing that's knurled. There's nothing metallic in cricket. You do like leather and
okay. The dial's green.
A really nice green, like I might add.
The green of the cricket pitch. Is that pitch?
Yes, correct.
And you don't think they should have gone for the strap color being the same as a cricket ball? Or would that be over the top?
A bit over the top. Probably being shiny red. Because nowadays there's different color cricket balls. There's white, like is on that one. They have white ball games, and they have pink ball night games, and they have red, the traditional red. Traditional red is very traditional. But I think it's nice. I think it would have been a bit over the top to go red. You could still put a red on it. Then maybe they give it as an option. I don't know. A six
and
stitcher.
It's 100 meters water resistant. That's good.
That's impressive. Yeah.
Is there a water equivalent? You get like water polo. Is there a water cricket?
You play it only when you're playing at the beach and the tide comes in. Okay. I don't know. But you know, just a couple? A couple team come back from wherever they were, Asia or whatever, come back and set up this little company a few years back. I think it's good. You need local guys. Didn't we talk about Bangalore watch with Charith at one point?
I think Charith talks about it a lot with him and Sid. Sid likes crickets. This is probably ideal for Sid.
Yes, right.
Sid's always drinking out of a box.
Drinking out of a box? Or like a little Japanese one?
Yeah, you know the
Japanese
thing
one?
That you put over your thing you put over your balls?
A Hector protector?
Right. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, right, okay.
So this is probably a must-have for Sid. I think this is really... I don't know enough about cricket, but I think it's got enough kind of interesting things about
I obviously don't know much about cricket either, but it's even for me, it's different enough. And it's not over the top. We did hear someone talking about it. Someone must have done a review on this already. Somebody. Not our mob, but I've seen it somewhere. Someone's written about it. And I thought at the time, it's a bit silly, but when you think about it, it is a pretty captive. It's a massive audience. I mean, and it's not bad. It's not as bad as I thought. I mean, it's quite okay.
I think it looks well executed.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And for that money.
Exactly. So we got a big pluses everywhere for that one.
Okay. Let's make this one. What would you give this out of 5 rockfests?
Taking into account everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a solid.
Why wouldn't you take into account everything?
Well, I'm just thinking.
Who scores something and is like, I'm not going to take into everything into account here. I'm going to rate it anyway, even though I know all the details. I'm just going to rate it from only half the information I know.
Yeah, but true. let me just get rid of that. Oh, gone. Oh my goodness. It's a solid. It's a solid. Oh, they got quick release straps like mine.
Yeah.
I think it's a, I don't want to put too high because people are ridiculed at me saying it's a Sellita and it's a cheap watch, but it's still, I mean, it's bang for buck. Obviously, the case is made in probably China. It's not even an Indian construction, but still. For a China, that's what I'm saying. I'm taking into account for a Chinese watch, the Sellita movement, it's a solid 3.5, if not 4, for the price.
I'm going to have to push you for a solid, you have to pick 3.5 or 4.
Okay, 3.5. I can't go out on a limb for 4. because I probably wouldn't buy one even if it was ridiculed. Cheaper. Well, no, it's not that. I don't care. I reckon it's great for the price. It's brilliant. Yeah. Without feeling it, and just I can imagine that the quality would be okay.
It looks good quality.
Okay, yeah, no, still 3.5, 75%. Loom's good. It's a sandwich dial is great. No, I like it. I do like it. Well, okay, what did I give 3.5 to last time? There was something else. I'm trying to think now. I think I remember saying the same thing.
Was it the Citizen thing? The Citizen.
Didn't really like that.
200?
I doubt it. It could have been. Yeah, possibly. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you asked for it. You asked for the rating.
Well, I'm giving this 3.5 Robfest out of 5 Robfests as well.
Yeah, okay.
Just because, yeah, I think it looks cool. It's something a bit different. It looks well executed. I have a concern about the crown being too rough.
If it's finished well, null crowns are good. If it's a bit rough, yeah. If it's really depends on how it's finished. I mean, how it's the actual execution. If it's rough, yeah, you can get really rough ones, but you can get really, really, really nice nailed stuff as well.
But you can always send it to your friendly local watchmaker, and they can give it a
do it yourself. Put it on your lathe, mate. You're right.
Yeah. I'm talking about this for the listeners, and you're assuming I have a lathe in work, which we do, but it can only be used in an emergency.
Serious?
Yeah, probably.
Good. The only thing I don't like about it is there's a bit too many little touches, you know, the bat on the end of the counterweight, the cricket ball, the stumps, and the over counter. It's kind of all, and the 4 and the 6. You don't have to be really mad about cricket, but most cricket fans are really mad about cricket. There's no going back. They're just bonkers. And
ever well, being like said, drinking out of a box. So yeah, what do you call it? A Johnson protector. Like you've got to be mad.
Well, yes, you could say that. Yeah,
I think you may be right about the just maybe one.
But then again, none of them are really in your face.
Cricket bat thing off.
None of them are in your face. It's the cricket bat doesn't even bother me. You don't even notice it until you know. It's just a normal counterweight on the second hand. It's no biggie. The most flagrant, what's that in English?
Flagrant. It's just exactly the same, but not in a French accent.
I've never said flagrant in my life. Is there another word? Is those 3 stumps? Because especially when it looms at night, it's quite a big index. It's quite a big fat index. And you're used to just seeing 2, but I mean, who cares? It's nice. I think it's cool. Yeah. Cricket guys are going to love it.
Probably the main concern is if you meet somebody and then they say that's an interesting watch, then you have to explain to them that it's a cricket watch.
That's true.
And then they know that you like cricket.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it'll go downhill from
that relationship. Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Yeah. Anyway, I've fired off an email. I'm on their mailing list now. I'm on their... So they're going to be ringing me up.
Are you going to be the distributor in Australia?
No, that's not the email. I just got on their mailing list because I'm interested to see what they're bringing out and see how they do stuff, basically. I don't know, they're ringing me up and saying, "Are you be liking our watch?" I don't know.
I need to cut that out, Rob.
Cut that out.
It's been so long since I've had to cut out any of your racist shit.
I've got
to
give you something. It's not racist. Now you got to cut that out as well.
You can't do, yeah.
It's like the dudes that ring every time. Every week I get these guys ringing me up asking about insurance and stuff in a funny accent. Anyway, same thing. But I'm just curious to know how they, you know.
Sid didn't come on popcorn once he knew you were coming on. He's like, I'm not going anywhere near that guy.
Sorry, got a job to do. I'm not racist. My goodness, you give me a bad impression. It's just humor. That's all it is. I mean, you know, I like the way, you know. I'm digging a hole.
Yeah.
I like the watch. I'm interested to see I don't like the black dial or the red dial as much. The green really sort of makes it, I reckon. But, you know.
Yeah.
So, that's the Bangalore Watch Company.
Okay, so that's the most positive watch. Let's talk about some other bad ones.
Not so positive. Well, I actually had 2 tabs open about that one. Oh, okay.
Ah, that's we can have that as the new rating system. How many tabs out of 2 would you give that?
If you're gonna go negative now, let's talk about that Piaget thing.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's a shocker. I just don't like that at all.
Somebody had one. I saw. What's his face from Monards?
Martin.
Friday. No, not Martin. Friday Flyback. The owner of Monards.
Oh,
he just got one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, he could. Couldn't he?
Kind of reminds me a little bit of that one T-Sans got, the Bill and Ross skeleton one.
I'd rather the Bill and Ross, yeah. Yeah.
Because you can't see through this one either, can you?
But that's a problem. It's sort of, they call it skeleton. And it is a skeleton, but and AP started this fad when they did that skeletonized, basically it was a 3-120 movement. I think I forget which movement they called it. But it was kind of a modern version of a skeletonized watch, and there's still big chunks that didn't look right, like on this one, for me. It's not traditional skeletonized, and I don't like it. It doesn't do it. It doesn't sit well with me.
I was waiting for that.
It doesn't. And the whole thing with the coussin, the round thing, people trying to marry different shapes, it just doesn't do it for me. Sorry.
What bit? The round bit? What are you talking about?
The round case, and then the coussin shape, the cushion shaped dial, or in a bezel.
Okay.
It's kind of the same principle. As the a few different watches, the GP, Laureato, the AP, the Patek. There's all these different weird things where sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And these guys have done it a few times. And I didn't ever like the Polo much anyway.
Yeah.
And this is kind of worse than the old ones, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know what the price is. It's too much, obviously.
And there's quite a few. I went to a Piaget event.
Mm, lucky you.
Like this is, it was with Time and Tide.
Okay.
Before I went onto the Time and Tide most wanted list. and like so many of the watches I really, really liked. I think you do like a slim dress watch probably better than...
Yeah, way better. They're the best.
Anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of dress watches, I think they're amazing. Forget about the thinness. I think they're just beautiful watches. There's some that aren't so good, but the ones that they've really done properly, they look amazing. But the Polo, it's just another one of these things where it's like we have to have one of these watches. And I just think why would they even bother? Which seems to be could be a catchphrase on this show now. Like why bother? Why did they even bother doing a skeletonized version of it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nah, stinker. They couldn't even put Piaget underneath the sapphire in the middle of the dial. They had to have it off the side between 10 and 11 o'clock.
But they got it twice. They've got it on... Yeah.
Yeah. And that,
I don't mind the look of the movement, actually. I don't mind. It's in everything else. You don't like the movement? Because it's not a proper...
No, it's a half...
It looks a bit cluttered, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yep, The blue is the only thing I like about it. If they did that blue on a different movement, it could look cool. But it's kind of, it's obviously.
What about the back with the micro rotor? No.
Yeah, it's the worst micro rotor I've ever seen. I like micro rotors. That's the first one I've seen. I don't like. I don't know.
What do you mean it's the worst micro rotor you've ever seen?
I said that wrong. I said I like micro rotors, but that's a micro rotor that I don't like just because of the rest of the movement. Really, I'm saying it's the first micro rotor I've seen, which I don't like.
Love how you're saying, I'm going to say this in a different way now.
I still don't like it.
Micro rotor. Whatever you say, it just sounds the same.
I think the balance cock, it's got four massive big fat screws. I mean, it doesn't need that. It's just, it's over the top. Everything about it is just big and bulky and ugly. Mosh, as I'd say.
It looks, the movement almost looks a bit like a movement that they've tried really hard to make it look fancy.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where it looks almost a bit fake or something. Like, you know when you get those, you probably won't know actually, those like fake skeletonized Richard Mille watches.
Yeah.
And then it's like you look at it and you're like, oh, it's skeleton. And then the more you look at it, you're like, wait a minute, this isn't skeleton.
Yeah.
This is made of bits of cardboard. It almost has that where it's there's too much.
Yeah.
We've done too much.
Yep, agree. And what's with that? Oh, so we've got 26 jewels. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of those are just around the underneath the rotor to stop it bouncing off. So it's only really runs on those jewels if the rotor bearings are stuffed, basically. So they're just putting stuff in just to get a. You notice that?
I thought you were going to say, like, I've counted, there's only 25 jewels. I thought that's what you were going to say.
No.
Demand a recount.
No, it's just unnecessary. It's crap. No.
So this is their sports watch, right? Is that right?
Is it? I don't know. It's a lousy attempt at a sports watch.
But it's their kind of Royal Oak. It's their offshore.
Sports watch, fancy sports watch.
Yeah.
Back to the drawing board.
I've never seen anybody. I've never seen one. On the street, never seen.
No, the old ones. No, I've never seen a polo or whatever. There's a good reason. Probably. I don't know how they sell all things. Maybe to the Asians market or the Russians. No, I'm just saying different tastes for different markets. That's all.
Yeah,
we had to account for that with different brands I've worked with.
Buys Piaget?
Well, I don't know. I don't. I think Chinese customers would. I love a round watch, but then again, that shape, boy, it misses everything else. Not even a normal round watch. I seriously don't know. I do not know. I've never sold one. I never sold a Piaget full stop, let alone one of these things.
But did you have them for sale?
I've never been in a place where we sold them, so I couldn't really comment.
The crown looks too small.
It's a smallish watch, though, right? I tell you, what is it, 39 mil or something? Oh, no, it's 42. Oh, that's even worse. And that little crown, yeah.
Yeah, I think the crown looks off.
All we do is just get in here and bag people's babies.
Well, that's what we're here for.
That's true.
Because no one else is doing it. Everyone else is saying, yes, an hour limited edition version of this is coming out next month, and click the link to reserve your own one. Listen, we just said great things about the Bangalore Watch Company.
True.
One. Yeah, and we said some good things in the last show. Like, there's always...
Did we? Okay.
Yeah.
Have we got anything else left good to say about on this show for the rest of the watches we're going to have a look at or not?
No, it's all terrible.
Oh, let's just forget it.
Slim pickings. I'm trying to find something good to say about this Piaget, but it's $28,500.
It's a bit over the top for me.
What's that in your currency?
Australian dollars. We use Australian dollars over here.
Yeah.
No, that's American money, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Australian dollars.
No, I'm saying, what is that? What's this is 28,000
in gum nuts.
This is 28,500 American dollars. What is that in your
now my currency converter is closed. I go 28.5. That equals 37,000. That's a fair bit. Yeah, no way.
It's how much?
37.
30. Shit.
Yeah, almost 38.
Jesus. Okay.
I just like Piaget because everyone says, "Oh, it's an Audemars Piaget," or something. or when you're trying to say Audemars Piaget, say, oh yeah, it's Audemars. Yeah, I've seen that before. Audemars Piaget, yeah, Audemars Piaget, or whatever. There's a lot of different mixtures they can make. It's great. Anyway, I don't like it. Can we stop talking about that now?
Yep. Next.
Good. Platinum Micro Rotor. I always do that, don't I? I just go to clash at it and then notice something else I want to talk about. Next is why don't we talk about the? Let me see. What about the? The Chronomat, that new Breitling Chronomat Red Arrow is rubbish.
Yeah. Okay, right. Forget about the Red Arrows part of it. What do you think about this one in general?
Hang on, I can't find it again now.
The non-Red Arrows.
I'm not a fan. I'm not actually a fan of many Breitlings apart from the, that old, whatever it's called. The one with the, you know.
We're such great watch experts. shouldn't Robert Regulator get some inside industry knowledge from 1.5 watchmakers? I can't even name one fucking Breitling.
So here we're talking about the Chronomat, which apparently has been around for a while. I like it. Not this one. I was talking about the one everyone talks about. Hang on, I'll find it here in a sec.
Navitimer,
thank you. There's different variations.
Only one of the most famous watches of all time.
Yeah, exactly. And some of them, I don't even like all of those, and some of them are nice, but anything like this, I mean, I hated that. Was it the Colt or something rather? There was something else as well, something with big knobs on the bezel and big knob. This one as well. See, that crown is just wrong for me.
The crown looks like a jelly mold from the 60s or something.
Yeah, it's hideous. Yes, thank you. not a fan of that bracelet, the rouleau, either. But yeah. Some people.
What was that you said?
I said it's a rouleau bracelet. That's what it says.
what does that mean?
Oh, don't you speak French? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you spoke French. It just means rolls, you know, little rollers.
Okay.
Rollers. It looks actually maybe pretty comfy. Well, it looks comfy, I think, unless you get your hairs caught in it. But it's probably a comfortable bracelet, but just I don't like the look of it. Anyway, what do we get? Oh, yeah, no. So, yeah, the Chronomat in general as a model line, not a fan. Anyway, too much shiny. And, this one's got a blue dial. I like blue dials in general, blue and black. But
I think the original version of this, it's such a dated design. I guess they brought it back out and kind of updated it. I'm sure the bracelet and everything else is better, but it's like, did they really need to bring this one back? The bracelet just looks like a big headache. To me, I think I've said this before, it just reminds me of some of the Constellation bracelets, which are a pain in the ass to change and change all the pins and stuff on. But I don't, I don't know who's buying this, but I don't know. I think that probably about 90% of the watches I see.
I know.
Like, who's buying this stuff?
Well, it's not us, obviously.
You need to be in the Red Arrows, I think.
Well, that's a start. I missed out. There's a lot of, again, a bit like cricket, the aviation nuts, they're quite nutty nuts. And they love their aeroplanes and anything to do with, I used to work for Qantas, so trust me, there's some real fanboys. But yeah, it is quite extraordinary. The back's even worse, isn't it? Let me look at the back. Isn't it got one of those big... I think the colorway is okay from a color point of view. Yeah. It's nice. Yeah. But just having all those jets there and on the back, it's even worse with that royal crest thing. Ecla? What's that got to do with it? That means...
it's the Latin... It's the...
What is it Latin for?
The motto.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Of Red Arrows.
Which is?
It means... Well, ecla, as I'm sure you know, comes from the Latin for... Fly fast, fly straight, fly long, fly hard.
Fly hard or fly home.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, to me, it's just French and it just means smithereens, like blown to smithereens.
Is that what it means?
And that's what's going to happen with the back of that watch if you whack it with a hammer. Yeah.
Is that what éclat means?
Yeah. It just means like broken little bits. I mean, you can do stuff with éclat, with a force, with something that, really smashes it, if you really smash it. But it's kind of, it's bad connotations for me.
Well, I know for the regular RAF, it's per adjua ad astra. What does that mean?
Don't know. Something about astronauts? I don't know. Per what? From...
From
I don't know my Latin, but I'll make it up. What does it say? The regular RAF?
Per adjua ad astra.
Is it RAAF or RIF? You're talking.
RAF.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm sure something like let's make it up. We'll come up with something better. We'll come up with something better.
Come up with something better than I came up with for éclat.
Not only I can, actually. But one word. You come up with like four phrases. Brilliant. But they got room for more on their little bit of ribbon there on the bottom of their thing, because I don't know why they thought of just putting éclat there on a massive big... Anyway.
Okay, Royal through adversity to the stars. That's what per adjua ad astra means.
What a toss. What does ecla mean in Latin? Or does that actually stand for something? Something like, I don't know. Aerobatic team. Something aerobatic team.
Brilliant display or effect.
Yeah. Ecla.
What did you say? It means blown to splinters.
No, that's shiny. Yeah. I'm not translating. You know what? Positives. Yes. No, that's a shine. Yes, shiny too. Sure. That's not, meaning which is shiny. Yes, shines, very shiny. But, you know, very shiny.
I don't like things where they have something printed on a display case back.
Me either. Not when it covers up. Though.
Why? Oh, God. Why bother? Mm. There's quite a few Grand Seikos that do the same kind of thing. In fact, there's lots of different people that I'm like... Like, pick one. You can have something on the case back, or you can have a display case back.
Exactly.
You can't have both.
Can't have both. No. True. Yeah, it's pointless. Richard Miller good at doing that, actually. Putting stuff on the display back. Yeah. But normally it's not something like that covers it up. You can see through it, usually. Yeah, anyway. And sometimes just a transfer on the inside of the sapphire.
That's yeah, it. And then you clean it, and you're like, "Oh, it's all cut."
Whoops! Whoops! Oh, you've got the new case back. It's got nothing on the inside.
Yeah. Well, at least you can see the movement then. Mm. I agree with you. I don't mind the color
of the front.
Yes, I don't mind the little planes on the dial. I've always hated the B on the Breitling hands.
I don't mind the B. That's anything I like.
Really?
Yeah. It's a throwback to the old, old days. They didn't used to have that. They took it off for a while, right?
Did they? Okay, that's the one I want. Okay. Okay, which is sadder, if you meet a girl at a bar or a club and you're wearing a cricket watch, cricket enthusiast watch, or a Red Arrows enthusiast watch?
Well, it depends on the bar, I'd say. If they're playing like Take My Breath Away in the background.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. And it's full of pilot dudes and wannabes.
Yeah.
You know.
They say, oh, are you a pilot? And then you've got to say, no.
No.
Are you in the Red Arrows? Oh, no, in fact, you get there, you get your fur-lined, fur-collared flying pilot's jacket on.
Whereas... Yes, okay.
Cricket guy is there. He's at the bar.
But cricket guy, you can always play in the local team. You know, you're not going to play cricket. You don't. Yeah. Yeah. I think
he's drinking his Castlemaine 4X out of a box. It's, I don't know. I think the cricket one's cooler. There are lots of pilots.
Yeah, same.
People. Pilots' watches are a thing. Cricket watches are not as yet a thing.
But Breitling watches are a thing for the wannabe pilots. And then there's pilots, obviously there's proper pilots, like our friend.
Captain Dale,
who has one, and he's a pilot. But for every pilot that's got one, there's 150 people who aren't pilots who have one or more.
Yeah,
they want to be a pilot, or else I don't know. I've never really never done it for me. That's why these Breitling watches. I've never really, at all, ever. Apart from the aforementioned Navi timer, is that what you said?
What I think the emergency one? I kind of always thought the emergency one was pretty cool, just because I knew at some point I would definitely activate the emergency beacon while drinking one night and get the...
probably would, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, even worse. I mean, it's so over the top. Well, it's just totally unnecessary. They could have made them in a limited edition and only sold them to pilots. That would have been okay. It would have been more of a thing.
Not going to make any money, though.
Yeah, who cares? Make them cheaper, then. The pilots would have bought them. Pilots would have bought them so then people would know they're a pilot if they looked at it.
Do you know what? I don't mind the price of it. What is it? That's pounds. £6,900.
Not too bad.
Equivalent to $9,600.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. It's the B01 movement. Is that the one they use in... Does Tudor use that movement?
Oh, is that the one they're using now? I don't... If they did that...
Is there a Tudor Chrono? There is, isn't there?
Yeah. Yep. There was.
I think
there
this
was
is the one that they use. Yeah, they use the Breitling one, or Breitling used their. No, I think they used the Breitling one.
Yeah, there was some tie-in. I don't forget what it was actually.
Maybe that's why they've got the sticker on the case back to cover up the fact that it says Tudor under there.
Everyone just says Tudor. Tudor. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I won't be buying one of these. I'll be getting a cricket watch for one of these. That's for sure. What does it mean when they say, as on the original, the rider tabs are interchangeable, allowing the wearer to convert the bezel from elapsed time to countdown? I don't get that. Rider tabs.
Ah, okay. So the little
30 and 15
screws around the outside of the bezel.
Yeah.
And you can loosen them.
Yeah.
So you can reposition.
Well, while you're flying along in an airplane, you loosen, you get your screwdriver,
you
loosen them off.
You get your little screwdriver set out for your spectacles, your spectacle repair kit, and you start
fiddling,
taking them off, and you lose the screw, and you can. I would not recommend this for anybody.
Not in a cockpit, that's for sure.
And you just got one of these that doesn't have any of the tabs on it. But
what tabs? The 15 and 30.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Doesn't make sense. I don't
You'd
see.
So fuck it up. You would. Why would you even... So stupid. Why would you even tell customers that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
this
no.
is like so many polished parts. Even if this was all an entirely brushed watch.
Yeah.
You're just going to... What?
It's wrong. Quite wrong.
And people who buy a Red Arrows watch are 100% going to think that they're capable of doing a risky maneuver.
Well, there's only 160 of them, apparently.
Yeah.
That are going to buy it. Yeah, true. They'd have a stab at it, for sure. Yeah. Oh, we can do this. I can do that. No worries.
Yeah. I liked, actually, I can't remember where I heard somebody, and they had the Carti Santos, the one with where you can... Is it Santos? The one where you can remove links and stuff, and you can do everything pretty much on the fly with your fingernail.
Okay.
And the person tried to do it on a bus or something, and then they took a link out, and then it fell down the back of the seat or something. And they're like, "Ah, oh, fuck!" That's it. And then their stop came, and they had to get off, or they took the link out, and then they put it in their pocket, and then they put it through the washing machine, and they never had the link again. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, I don't have
don't
that
let
story.
Don't customers
but
do anything.
Nothing.
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 If it's got your straps with a quick release thing, that's it.
Well, they can buy a tool so they can take the other strap off, and if they lose it, it doesn't matter. Then they lose the pin, I don't care. They got to buy my straps.
Yeah. Yeah, so true. You want people to... Tool? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. No, you're right. That's why I don't sell them. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so...
And you can also guarantee if they lose one of these things, they can't just buy a new tab. They'd have to buy a full new bezel.
Yeah, of course. Right? And it'd be, it'd be $100 a tab. If you could. And it'd be, Nah, I don't like it. But, you know, I'm not saying... I'm sure there are other people that will like it, but just not me. That's all. I like the pictures of the flight suit and stuff and the helmet and... Yeah, okay. oh dear. Let's move on to something else.
Something else we hate.
There's only one left.
There's two left.
Huh, hang on. Oh, the Cartier stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think of that Cartier stuff? Yeah.
In general, or what do I think about that Cartier
this
stuff?
This stuff. When I say stuff, I'm talking about the trio of complications.
It's not Cartier to me,
isn't it?
No.
Why? Cartier did a bunch of mysterious watch clocks back in the day.
I know, but just it doesn't look. I know in my mind, Cartier watches are small.
Yeah, they aren't small.
They look kind of delicate. They're not a complicated watch.
You're looking at the wrong way. Look at them as clocks. and then they're small and delicate. Because
that's the size of
them. Yeah, they're clocks for the wrist. So they're small and delicate clocks instead of having on your mantelpiece.
That they're 40, what are they, 43 and a half millimeters?
One's 47. The big ones are 47.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And yeah, the crown on it, which is, if that was on a, what is it, the Louis tank, which has a similar crown to that, the crown would be this incredibly small, delicate thing.
Yes.
And this thing just looks like something if you opened a bag of lollies. This kind of jelly, this jelly thing that you would gobble up kind of five at a time.
The best, I do like something about them, and that's the box they come in. It's a really sweet box.
It's a really nice box. It looks like something you'd keep tools in or something. Like if you went to some guy, fancy car guy's garage.
Right.
He would have like a thing, like something that looks like that on wheels.
I don't know if it's that big. They need to
I think it just has that same kind of quality, kind of, it's got a shine to it. It's got the drawers.
They need to put a pen next to it so I can see how big it is. But I thought you meant it's nice. It's a pocket tree. I'm sure it's a pretty expensive box.
Well, you have to buy these. You gotta buy
800 grand or something or other, right? Whatever it is.
Yeah. 600
US. So it's almost 800, basically. For me, it's a little bit. I mean, how many are they making?
It's limited edition, though, to 5.
So it's like a Richard Mille, basically. You can get one Richard Mille. RM56. No, you wouldn't be able to get that for that price. You'd need probably, you get half of 56. These three. Yeah. And I hate to say it, but I think I'd rather the Richard Mille or Nadal or something. It's kind of. These were done by that lady before she left Cartier. I mean, she's still involved with Cartier, isn't she? The Carol Forrester Gassapi or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Brilliant watchmaker and brilliant movement designer. But I just think, the size kills it for me. That totally kills it. And they could have done smaller. So it's not a matter of having to because of the complications. They've done smaller stuff than that before. So,
Yeah, 47 for any Cartier. Like the whole box should have been 47 that the watches came in.
True. Yeah, I know. Yeah. You win some, you lose some. It's 30 meters of water, isn't it? It's 30 meters from the edge, that means, probably. Why bother?
They look a bit cheap to me as well, if I'm going to be honest. Like, obviously my taste is different from everyone else's, but they don't look impressive.
No, that's true. There's Van Cleef and Arpels watches that look much more impressive than these.
Yeah. Trying to think of something I like. I like the Breguet hands.
I do. Yeah, I don't even like them.
Although, no. And that first one, you know the picture where it's got, so for listeners, we're on watchesbysgx.com on the page, Cartier debuts a trio of flagship complications. And the first
Since when have you started worrying about listeners now? Jeez.
But the first picture, I want people to see the first picture. There's the three watches together. The one on the far left.
T-Sen's in his bathtub, swiping through, trying to find the right page, drops his phone.
The Breguet hands on the first one, on the left-hand side, is like if Breguet had designed his hands while on acid. They are disgusting.
And they're a bit like one of those Breguets with the wandering, whatever it was. They had a Breguet like that, remember? Except they were blue, so it was much more distinct, the hands, from the movement, even though it was attached to the movement. I don't like it. I like it better than the Freak because you can never tell what time on the Freak. Same designer, basically. Same,
you prefer same. These to the Freak?
I think I do. I never liked the Freaks.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the Freaks, but I'd take one over this.
Yeah, depending on the color. Some of them were okay, but some of them just all melded into one, and I just couldn't. You couldn't. There's no point. It was pointless. Same concept for that first one, but yeah, I don't. There's nothing really much I like about them. I'm afraid. They like the price. Yeah, so good. What I don't, terrible. I really yeah. dislike about the third one, which is what's the third one? Hang on a sec. The Astro Tourbillon. Yeah, it's really out of whack, out of balance. They got that Cartier thing at 3 o'clock, nothing at 9 o'clock, a big open space, and it's just horrible.
And what's they're it? All terrible. I love how that's the worst bit for you. I think they're all horrible.
The bit that you can see bits of the movement poking out that don't mean anything from the front. Yeah.
Oh yeah, on the third one. Yeah.
It's yeah, like, yeah. It's kind of a shocker. The one with the mysterious the double tourbillon. It's not even a double tourbillon. It's just two axis tourbillon. It goes around two axis. Sure, that's what you know. I mean, I just don't get that either. They're calling it a double tourbillon. Old Roger Dubuis would have two tourbillons or four tourbillons or however many you want, if you have many you're calling it. That's kind of cool, just to have the tourbillon, you know, floating around there on its own, but not cool enough to pay that price.
Yeah, what is that, the biggest one? Is that the one that's for us?
It looks like from that picture that there's two big ones and one small one.
Fucking hell.
I don't know. Yeah, it would be one of the bigger ones. It's a lot of space, and then you can see your hairs nice and clearly through it.
T-San doesn't like that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway. Good.
Anyway, terrible.
We're going to stop talking about watches now, can we? No,
we've got the still got the Breguet to go to.
I love that box. I wonder if they just sell a box.
The box is great, yeah.
Can you see the watches through those little holes? Is that what they're for?
I'm guessing, yeah.
Maybe they're set up so you can see through the holes, like in the see the tourbillons.
You don't have to see the rest. Exactly. Look at the full thing.
You wear the box around.
People come over to your house. They're like, "Oh, look at this! That's what a lovely box." You're like, yeah, and I'm like, "Oh, look! If you look through there, I can. Oh, you've got some watches in there. Can we open it? No,
no, you can't no, 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 no.
I lost the key.
Just look in the hole. Give me a torch. You're shining your torch down. Ah, yes. Yeah, beautiful. Oh, well. Okay. All right, close that tab. Boom.
Yep.
Le Breguet Reine de Naples. What's it called? Oh, yeah, Coeur. Okay. Fair enough. So this is what we're talking about now. For our listeners, watches by SJX, Breguet debuts the intriguing, ingenious Valentine's Day special, the Reine de Naples Coeur 9825.
Glad I left this till the last.
Or 9825.
What does Reine de Naples mean in Australian, mate?
You know, I'm not going to tell you. You know. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you.
For the listeners, Rob, for the listeners.
Okay. Okay, well, do you want a history lesson? No, it just means Queen of Naples. Queen of Naples, there you go.
Okay. And who was the Queen of Naples?
I wouldn't have a clue. Don't care. Who was she? Look her up. Did you look it up, did you? You done your research? You would research something that's totally irrelevant. Look it up, though. Come on, give it to me. Queen of Naples.
Antoinette.
Oh, was she? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe you. I wouldn't have a clue. I don't know.
Yeah, because she was the famous customer of
course.
Abraham Louis Breguet.
No, that was, was Bonaparte's sister, Napoleon. Caroline.
No, it was the Marie Antoinette. That's the, that famous pocket watch. Remember on the JCB episode where I did joke?
Yeah.
That was Marie Antoinette's watch.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
That one was. But yeah. This one's talking about one for someone else. Yeah.
It's not.
No, it's not her. No, this is the Queen of Naples.
All my material now. It's all ruined.
This is Napoleon's sister. So many
great jokes about Marie Antoinette.
Well, you can still tell them. It's okay. This is one. I don't know either. Bonaparte's sister, Caroline, Queen of Naples. There you go. So it wasn't the same. It wasn't Marie Antoinette yet. What?
Oh, I was like, this bloody Drongo doesn't even know that.
I knew there was something different. No. I knew it wasn't her. Well, I didn't think it was her, but anyway, who cares? Anyway. Kerr, as in heart. Little hearts everywhere on this flipping thing.
Have you seen how this works?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell the listeners.
No,
Rob.
You tell them. It's a little heart.
I've said too much already. I've got everything wrong.
Okay, so it's a it's expanding hands, basically. The whole it's a jumping hour, right? Is it a jumping hour? Yeah, or maybe it's not even. Is it because it's
not? Yeah, no, it's jumping hour. Yeah.
It wouldn't be dragging out with that big long window. Maybe it's just a slow one. What does it say? Otherwise, normally they have just like a little window for jumping hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
An ovoid. Anyway, the hours. You know, yeah, that doesn't say jumping hours. I don't reckon it is.
They would say, wouldn't they, actually?
Yeah. And it's normally a small, you know what I mean? A small window. The reason they have a big long window is you can see the hour, it's passing hours or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
And anyway, the minutes is on a little heart that goes around and actually gets longer or shorter, I'd imagine, to make up for the, to compensate for the shape of the case, which is an egg shape. And the hands come out at about, I wouldn't say 2/3, 3/5 of the way down. off center, in other words. And so to, this little heart thing, they've got this tricky little jiggery pokery under the hands or in the hands to widen it or to lengthen it and shorten it, basically. Like that, the one they did for, what's his name? Parmigiani did one.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen this before. I thought it was very cool.
Well, I've not seen this either. No, this particular rendition, or with the heart, I've not seen. But the concept was done by Parmigiani for a watch, which was, what was it called again? I might have even searched for it. No, I didn't even search it. It's extendable hands or something, rather. They did a bunch for a Chinese clientele, like an oval face with these hands, two hands, which so, you know, those spirograph things? Let me see. Parmigiani.
Was that a guy's watch or a women's watch?
Guys, I think. Yeah, it was a small size, but here we go. They bought one out. I remember seeing one. I saw it in the flesh, but I didn't actually get to play with it. But it was a, they did a really old one with, it's sort of like they call it telescopic hands, the old one. And that was back in the, years, a long time ago, basically. And then they basically did a new version, which took them, was much more complicated than they thought it would be. With both hands being a, what is it? The new one, they actually called it a pantograph. So the hands got, both hands, they are in a minute. If you look up Parmigiani Fleurier pantograph, actually Hodinkee's got a thing about that. Your mate's Hodinkee. And it's a really cool design. Well, cool in that it's different. What are you doing there? You're going to bed.
I'm trying to look up the thing.
I thought, are you on your rowing machine? Sorry. 2011, I bought out a prototype, which I saw either 2011 or 12 or 13. It was over there anyway. So that's the concept we're talking about. I thought you would have done a research. I thought you would have looked this up and knew all this. That's why you wanted me to look at the render up.
No, I had all this stuff where I was bad-mouthing Marie Antoinette and saying she should have been cancelled because she was a child molester, but totally ruined all that.
Oh, sorry.
You corrected me.
Oh, dear.
Okay, I like the hands. Oh, well, obviously, if it's a gents watch. I like the hands on the Parmigiani, but it's just the case shape doesn't do it for me. I like the dial and it's turned into a whole other.
Yeah, no, true, but I mean, but the case shape is a raison d'être for the hands, right?
It needs to be that.
Yeah, they've got to be that. Otherwise, there's no point having the hands. And they did quite well. They did it specifically for, I believe, the Asian market or Chinese or something. There was something. But it was taken from that old one, the old pocket watch further down. You see the pantograph, the pocket watch, English pocket watch from 1800. There you go. There's someone was doing something similar, a couple hundred years ago.
Was it Breguet?
Doesn't say, so probably not. Don't know.
The cap over the hands on the Parmesan is massive, but I understand why they need to do it.
Yeah.
I think the Breggy one, even though the hands aren't as interesting, I think it's probably
a... Oh, it's better done. Better. Done. Yep.
Yeah, it's a better idea and it's a better way to do it, yes. Having the heart like that. And I thought, at first I actually thought I'd seen it in work, because I started to talk to the Breggy guy at work today about it, and I was like, I couldn't remember if he'd shown me or I'd just seen an Instagram story when I was drunk. So I was saying to him, have you shown me this watch? And he's like, what are you talking about? But it's actually cool on the Breggy one, seeing the hand go round and get longer and shorter.
How much longer does it get? None of those photos where you show it at 12 o'clock. So I'm not really, not sure how much longer it could get.
Oh, it does. It's almost right off the dial, Rob.
Oh, so it's not even, it doesn't look like a heart. It's
out of control.
Okay.
It's like a super long heart.
So that's probably why they don't show it, because it looks mosh, looks ugly, the heart part.
No. I think maybe when it's in motion, and because it's a minute hand, and when I've seen the video of it, or when someone showed me it in work, or when I had a hallucination, it was moving a lot more quickly.
Right.
So it looked impressive. Maybe at some point, it would look, you'd be like, ah, it looks garbage, but I think it's...
Okay. I'm going to go and find a video of it, because I haven't, I'll withhold my
It's probably
comments.
On the Breggy...
I'm sure it is, yeah.
On the Breggy Instagram.
Yeah.
But I honestly think it's pretty...
Yeah, it's cool.
As much as I hate to say anything positive about Breggy at all, I thought it's an interesting...
Interesting and complicated. It mustn't be easy to do that, like either braking system or something. They've got to brake one side, accelerate another, or make it something. Something's got to happen for those hands to come apart, basically, and together and apart to make that heart sort of, go longer, elongate.
Yeah.
So it's not easy.
I've sent you the thing.
Oh, what'd you send me? Quick. Oh, cool. Okay. I'll look at it right now. You keep talking. Do a monologue. Go solo. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Is that a video? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm getting you. It's actually pretty accurate. It's pretty good. I mean,
it gets pretty close up. I mean,
yeah. That's brilliant. That's better than I thought. Yeah. Sorry. So everyone go on the Montre Breguet. On Instagram and have a look at their render up from 14th of February. Oh, and Valentine's Day. That's, of course, that's when they brought it out, wasn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. It's quite even right around, it's the same distance around, except right at the top. But
I knew you were going to. Yeah,
but I mean, it's not bad. I reckon it's good. It's good. I like it. Yeah, it's interesting and it's definitely different.
And for a ladies' watch, where people complain about all the time, ladies don't get interesting enough watches.
Yeah, I think exactly.
You can see from the Parmigiani, it doesn't probably work as a gent's watch.
No.
This thing. And maybe someone just hasn't done it right yet.
But yeah. But not going to use a heart.
It's probably the best.
It's a bit of a girly one.
The best way to do it. Yeah.
You can see on the video, you can see the hours just going slowly, so it's not a jumping hour. So, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's nice. I'd get one for my wife if I had the spare money and we didn't need anything else.
does she still have her
28 pieces? FP Jean.
Yeah,
she does.
Does she wear it?
Yeah, occasionally. Yeah, when she can find it, because I always hide it away, and then neither of us can find it. Basically, $46,000 US. Yeah, it's not cheap, is it? But they'll sell them. There's plenty of...
You know what? I don't mind that price.
No.
Well, as much as it pains me to say.
Take a note,
Rob. 8:40.
Yes.
PM Melbourne time. 16th of March, 2021. Alex said something positive about Breggy.
But the Breggy, the Hendenap, all that whole line, they've done some stunning watches, and you know, clocks and stuff where you take the watch off and you put it on a part of a clock and it sort of resets itself. I mean, it sets itself.
Did they do that? I thought that was more who's the guy with the terrible wig?
Above it. No.
Yeah. I love how you just got it straight away.
No, these guys do too.
There must be more than one terrible wig in the Swiss watch industry, but it's just like, you know, the guy with the rat stapled to his head. Oh, yeah, Bovee. Yeah, that's right.
Well,
yeah.
I'm thinking of the watch plus the guy, so it was easy to put together.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They do probably a better job, but the Hand and Nap in specifically that model line, they've done some really cool ladies' watches and that sort of thing, the demountable ones and all sorts of weird stuff back in there. Over the years, yeah. Because when they first, I think it was when they first brought that shape out as a model line. When I was at AP or around that time.
Is that how long it's been?
Oh yeah, it's been around for a while. Not this one, but that shape.
No, yeah. But that yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's been a while, I think. we were all oohing and ahhing over it because it was so different. As a shape and something for ladies, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So.
Excellent. We actually kind of finished on a positive, which I was not
expecting. We can always get negative again.
No. Let's finish on a positive.
Good, yeah.
Okay. Anything bad about Marie Antoinette at all. So that's
poor old Marie Antoinette. She took a caning. that's right. What was it? Didn't he get the some wood? Hayek got some wood from Versailles outside of Paris that was from an old 400-year-old tree or something that had fallen over, and they made a box out of that for that watch for some of these. I don't know if it was a Marie Antoinette watch or a Hand and Naples watch or something.
Which one was it? The one where he made the recreation of the pocket watch that had the.
Maybe it was that,
complications.
With the thermometer. Yeah, probably. Yeah. He made a really cool box out of an oak tree that was as old as the watch or something or other, or as old as her or whatever, in Versailles.
Yeah.
It was kind of a cool story, but still, plenty of story. I don't know why I brought that up.
That's what watchmaking's all about now, right? It's all the stories that you can tell stories about what you're selling person. But
that's what I was doing this morning to the bunch of rotary guys, telling a story. And then the guys
did you tell them the whole Rob Origins story? Was that it?
The computer stopped. I wasn't using my computer. I bring your presentation on a key, whatever, you know. And after about the third slide, it died. So I just had to ad lib. I was thinking stuff I should have brought mine. So I was
kind of yourself on mute.
I couldn't put myself on mute. I would have otherwise. I could have tried, but no. But I was telling the story. All you got to do is tell the story. You know, that's what I was telling these guys. You know, that's it was just sort of by hazard that one of the guys, or by chance that one of the guys had a Rolex on, basically a decent Rolex, and the rest of it was just I had to get them beyond the Rolex and the Omega thinking. Basically, that's my aim anyway. We'll see if it works.
Did people seem engaged?
Oh yeah. Oh, they hang on to your every word. Why wouldn't they?
Did you have a kind of question and answer thing at the end, or?
Yes, but we didn't have too much time for that because I probably went over time. I talked too much, and okay. Did have a bit of a question
like, what time does the buffet start?
Yeah. No, it was after breakfast, so we'd already. Okay. But everyone was taking off to go to work, their proper jobs, or back to their retirement. I guess I don't know. So.
Any questions? Can you take me to the toilet, son? Or are you my grandson?
No, it wasn't that bad at all. They're all going to listen to this podcast, the poor guys. No, it was a bunch of good gentlemen and a lady. It was nice morning. Anyway.
What? They let ladies in the Rotary Club?
Yeah, there was one there. I don't know how they allowed normally.
The world is
gone to pack. I know.
Yeah.
I gotta go and play squash in half an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave. We've got another half hour to get fit to wrap up. Okay.
I think we can manage it. Do you have an Instagram recommendation, Rob?
I do, and I think it's one you won't follow. It's a...
Hello? You still there?
Where's he gone? Oh, no.
Rob?
Okay, this is interesting because Alex was talking to me and he's going to edit this out, but he's totally dropped off the software here, the dashboard. So I'm going to do a little monologue. I have an Instagram recommendation and I'm going to check my phone to see if Alex is panicking, sending me messages. He'll come back on in the room. It's okay. Anyway, my Instagram recommendation is Antique Tokai. Antique, the word, then underscore T-O-K-A-I. Are you there, Alex?
I'm here.
You just missed my recommendation. So you won't know until you edit if I actually gave one or not. Excellent.
You need to tell me now so I can react it.
No.
Bastard.
No. I'll put it on. I'll put, it's out there. It's on air. Well, we'll be watching.
Did you actually leave one, Rob?
I did. Yes, I did.
You promise?
I promise. I left a really good one.
Swear on the lives of your children.
I'm not going to swear on the lives of my children. I don't swear.
See, and yeah.
But, no, look, because I'll tell you why it's a cool one. Because no one else follows him. He doesn't have that many. It doesn't have that many posts, but he posts some cool watches. I'm just going to find him again. Hang on a sec. Okay, I'll tell you, Alex, because I don't want you to. is a Japanese user. Antique Tokai, as in the word antique underscore T-O-K-E-I, as the listeners have already heard me say now twice. look him up. He's posted some cool. He doesn't have many posts, many followers. He's a young guy. He could do with a bit of a follow. He's posted some cool old, some Russian watches, some, he's got a wit now. There's a few things.
Oh, he's got a lovely lip. I like that lip.
And the lip, exactly. It's antique stuff, but not all polished up. You know, just some basic good old watches. And no one follows him much out of our mob. He's only starting, you know, so it's vintage watch enthusiast. In his first stage, he's a humble guy. He's not sprouting off about how good he is. So give him some love. An old Omega.
Not about the brands, but about the look or design. Yeah. Punk and metal record collector.
There you go. Yep.
Excellent. Oh God, Rob, you've...
I know. I've come up with the goods, haven't I?
You came up with the goods, which it saves me from... Because what did I send in the message, the email I sent you? What did I say, Rob?
I don't know what you said. What did you say? You said, I've come up with one, or else I'll come up with one for you, or something like that.
Exactly.
Words to that effect. Because you knew that it wouldn't work, like holding out and making me give you a recommendation before I actually got the invitation, because I just wouldn't have...
Yeah.
I would have gone squash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was thinking I've got an Instagram recommendation here for you, which I won't use. I'll save it.
Good.
But it's somebody you hate.
So
I was just going to go through everyone.
Oh, have you been talking to? Okay.
Of which there's a lot.
Yeah.
So I thought I can just write. I mean, I could probably do Instagram recommendations for you, people you hate until the end of time.
I don't hate that many people, really. I mean.
I think you're probably on par with myself in terms of how many people you hate.
Yeah,
okay.
And
it'd be great because people would just go through and they'd be like, oh, I've been tagged in something. Instagram recommendation. Rob, he recommended me. And I knew that would hurt you the most. So that's what I was going to do. So excellent. I can put that one back in the...
Forget that one.
The vault.
Yes.
For another day.
Won't happen. I've got a list of good ones too now. So I've got to start writing them down when I think of them. I don't have, but I was thinking about it before, and I don't actually have. I don't. There's not people every day. I don't really get a lot of new ones all the time, like you seem to think I do.
I think you get ones every day.
You have
thousands of followers, though, right?
I have a few. I don't know about thousands. Do I? I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I'm really good at Instagram. I love it. But I don't really. Yeah, and Instagram, I don't really care about it that much. I mean, I've sold stuff through, but I don't. It's not my main thing. I like the old fashioned, you know, word of mouth.
You do. Down at the Rotary stuff. Club.
Down at the Rotary
with
Club.
With
my homies.
Guys.
Nothing wrong with the Rotary guys.
That's the way to do business. At the Rotary Club, 7 a.m., a quarter. That's where the real business is done. Anyone who says it's on the internet, idiots.
It's not what I'm saying.
Kind of an interesting one.
Here we go. Have you really?
I do, and it's actually a watch company.
Okay.
And they followed the Fifth Wrist account. I think I'm not sure if they followed me as the watch regulator, but they followed in Fifth Wrist. Interested to see what you actually think about this watch. They're on Kickstarter.
Right.
And I also watched a review video that Jody, our good friend of the podcast, did on his Just One More Watch
Recently. YouTube channel. Yeah, I think I keep going. Yeah.
And they're called studio.underdog, underdog with a zero instead of the O.
Studio, okay, underdog. Studio.
Manual wind, bicompax, chronograph.
Okay.
Strange colors. Interesting colors, though.
Very strange.
Is it the seagull? What's the...
Ah, okay. ST, whatever. Yeah, okay. Movement. Okay.
Which I've never actually... Oh, in fact, I think I've seen one. I think Demi, Trunky Wrist, has... He had some... He had, like, just a standard seagull chrono.
Right, okay.
Design. But for the money, it looked pretty good. But anyway, so these people followed us on... On Instagram, and I looked at their watches. Just to... Like, I like a manual wind... chrono at the best of times.
Yeah.
I found the color and the design of this pretty...
It's out there.
Pretty interesting.
Big eye. Like a big green eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember. I had a look at their Kickstarter, whatever it was. I can't remember how much they are. They're like...
Okay.
I want to say like $400 or something.
Yeah, okay.
Which I know that's... I don't know if that's expensive or cheap or whatever for what you get, but I don't know.
I think it's not too bad. Yeah.
Like, you gotta, I think...
You got a display back. I won't say a sapphire, but you got a display back where you can see at least the chrono. Even if it's a seagull, who cares? But the finishing's terrible. But anyway, yeah. No, I'm just saying on the movement. Not the
you're talking in the movement?
In the movement.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think Jody said on his show that the finishing on the watch isn't as good as in the pictures the movement. But he said they're never going to put the...
I mean, for that price, look, let's face it. I've got to stop talking about these guys because I haven't done this. And they've done it. You know, at least I've done a little campaign, got some money together. Put the watches together.
They've raised shit tons of... I'm trying to remember how much they've raised. It's in the hundreds of...
Yeah, hundreds of thousands. And even if it's all made in China, it's a cool looking dial. Like the black and white dial is not bad, you know?
You know what? That's probably my least favorite.
I mean, when I say not bad, I mean, it's the most traditional. I mean, it's kind of... Yeah, the watermelon one's cool.
Yeah, that's the one that I like. They've made... they've got 137,000 Aussie dollars pledged.
I thought it was pounds.
On the one I'm on, that Kickstarter thing, 137,000 Aussie dollars of a goal of 35,000. So it's obviously, it does enough for some people that they're into it. But I think the manual wind, bicompacts, interesting looking color, interesting design.
They've got some cool graphics. How'd they do that? I mean, they must have someone doing... It's not... It's like, it's obviously, what do you call it? not real studio photography. What are they? You know, it's like...
special effects.
Yeah, but it's really nice. And they've done some...
Yeah, stuff. They've got some cool... Yeah.
But that's what happens with... you get the right guys behind you, right backers, and you get some decent. Yeah, interesting. Okay, I will follow. I shall follow.
But anyone go and check out studio.underdog, dog with a zero. It's probably not going to be for everyone, but I just think it's pretty.
Yeah.
But it's been a while since I've... Normally, when I see a chronograph, I'm like, even if it's something I like the look of, I'm like, it's going to be fucking 5 inches thick because it's a sort of 750, or it's going to be $80,000 or something. But this is a bit different. Yeah. It's manual wine, so it's not incredibly thick.
Awesome special effects. I don't know who's been doing it for them, but that's not a tiny little company's own marketing budget. It's bizarre.
But it's just one. It's one guy, I think, because on when you go to the Kickstarter thing, it's got like a team or something, and it's got the same guy. He's got his picture taken three times from different angles,
and that's what that one is as well. That's what that picture is.
Gotcha. And it's got Richard, founder, Rich, the designer, and Ricky, the campaign lead, which I thought, and he's a young guy. That was funny. I hate to say this, I think he could be a visionary genius like myself.
Good.
It makes me excited to see what you're going to come up with, Rob.
Yeah, with good. You should be excited.
Rob Watch.
Get excited. There'll be no chickens on lawnmowers. I'm just going to go and talk to Richard and do a collaboration.
Where did you get all your stuff from?
Well done. Yeah, good. Okay, perfect. Mm. What do you have to do, Alex? What does everyone have to do?
You need to come onto the website. You need to review your watch. You need to give us a review on iTunes. Follow us, like, subscribe, share. Give us a follow on Instagram. Give us a follow on Facebook. If you want to join our Slack group, there's 5.5 watchmakers in there. Come and join the conversation. Email me at contact@fifthwrist.com or message me on Insta, whatever. We'll add you in there. And go visit Rob's YouTube channel.
_blue_. Awesome.
Give Rob a follow on Instagram, Geneva_blue_. Is that it, Rob? I think that's it.
I think so. Yeah, that'll do anyway. Good.
What else?
Nespresso. Okay. Good. Is that it? We done? Hit the button.
You need to say the other thing.
What other thing? Numpty. I'll follow you. Follow you.
No.
What do you mean?
The thing we always say at the end.
Stay on time, for goodness sake.